It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Elton John talked about coming out to his parents when he was in his 20s.
I came out to my parents when I was about 23, 24. And I grew up in the 1950s and I knew nothing about being gay whatsoever. And I came out to my parents and they already knew. I wish I'd have known at 15 or 16 or 17 that I was gay and that I could have known about sex and about relationships, because I wish I could have been gayer when I was younger.
Actress Tiffany Haddish claims that she was raped by a police cadet when she was 17. The Girls Trip star said in a new interview with Glamour that while she reported the incident to the police and went to counseling after, the whole experience put me in such a messed up place for a long time. The alleged assault is also the reason why she said she chooses to be semi-aggressive with men. She says, you hear about Tiffany always hitting on somebody, but that's to keep them from hitting on me. Jennifer Lopez will receive the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award at the 2018 MTV Video Music Awards. The award recognizes artists for their achievement in music and film. Her song with Ja Rule, I'm Real, favorite J-Lo song ever. So I need her to perform this. The award recognizes artists for achievement in music and film. Like I said, previous winners include Pink, Rihanna, Kanye West, Beyonce. J-Lo is also nominated this year for Best Collaboration and Best Latin Music Video. The MTV VMAs air live on Monday, August 20th. Every year, the ratings have gone down. People less and less people watch
it. It's lost its, like, lust. It used to be really, really cool. Like, I used to, like, oh my gosh, it's on tonight. We gotta watch this. Now I'm like, okay, whatever.
Well, you know, back in the day, what a lot of kids don't know is that the MTV Video Awards used to be the one and only place you could see people doing crazy stuff.
There's an award show every week, too.
Well, it's social media makes everything, you're less, it's everyone's crazy. You see it every day.
Yeah, you see videos going viral all the time, whereas, like, the only time to see crazy moments like that was
then
at the MTV Music Video Awards.
Demi Lovato is in no shape to talk about going to rehab, even though friends and family say she needs it to save her life. Sources say the people in contact with her have not even talked about rehab because she's still very ill. Doctors aren't even predicting when she might get out of the hospital, so there's still time to discuss it. No one knows where her head is at after rehab or how she's going to receive that message that she desperately needs it. Kim Kardashian clapped back at Tyson Beckford on Tuesday after he wrote insulting comments about her body on Instagram. He said, sorry, I don't care for it personally, on a picture of Kim dressed up for Jimmy Kimmel in LA this week. She was wearing black velour leggings and a tiny crop top. Taking it a step further, he said, she's not real. A doctor effed up on her right hip. Honestly, I was like looking at that picture where he commented that. I don't know if you saw it live, but you can totally see one hip is like weirdly higher.
No way.
It looks weird.
That's what happens when you got fake stuff everywhere.
That's what he was saying. The model and actor added a green vomit emoji. Dang. Kim responded by insinuating that Tyson doesn't find her attractive because he's gay. She said, sis, we all know why you don't care for it, with like Kermit and T. So.
But I'm gay. I don't like vaginas.
Yeah, kind of. That was kind of interesting. Some drama. Luke Bryan talked about fellow American Idol judge Katy Perry this week, teasing him on set.
Katy and I, we would roast each other on TV, and we'd get back. You know, we kind of go off camera and we'd be like, was that cool? And Katie would be like, did I take it too far? And I'm like, you cannot.
You're friends with Blake Shelton.
After what Blake does to me continuously.
Noah Cyrus is dating SoundCloud rapper Lil Xan. Fans started questioning whether Miley Cyrus's 18-year-old sister and the 21-year-old rapper were dating on Saturday after Xan posted a selfie with Noah Cyrus and he captioned it, "We ugly AF," with heart emojis. The following day, the rapper shared another shot of himself with Noah, but this time he can be seen sweetly kissing her on the cheek and wrote, "My baby girl." Then Noah made it Instagram official. She shared a PDA-packed social media snap, which shows Xan grabbing her butt. Relationship goals, ladies and gentlemen. Aim high. Aim for the sky. Date a man named Lil Xan.
Grab that peach, girl.
I can't. Bye. That's the garbage.
All right.